Listening Library presents the fourth volume in the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling, performed for you by Jim Dale. Chapter 1. The Riddle House. The villagers of Little Haggleton still called it the Riddle House, even though it had been many years since the Riddle family had lived there. It stood on a hill overlooking the village, some of its windows boarded, tiles missing from its roof, and ivy spreading unchecked over its face. Once a fine-looking manor, and easily the largest and grandest building for miles around, the Riddle House was now damp, derelict, and unoccupied. The little Hangletons all agreed that the old house was creepy. Half a century ago, something strange and horrible had happened there, something that the older inhabitants of the village still liked to discuss when topics for gossip were scarce. The story had been picked over so many times and had been embroidered in so many places that nobody was quite sure what the truth was anymore. Every version of the tale, however, started in the same place. 50 years before, at daybreak on a fine summer's morning, when the Riddle House had still been well kept and impressive, a maid had entered the drawing room to find all three Riddles dead. The maid had run screaming down the hill into the village and roused as many people as she could.
"Lying there with her eyes wide open, cold as ice, still in their dinner things."
The police were summoned, and the whole of Little Haggleton had seethed with shock, curiosity and ill-disguised excitement. Nobody wasted their breath pretending to feel very sad about the Riddles, for they had been most unpopular. Elderly Mr. and Mrs. Riddle had been rich, snobbish and rude, and their grown-up son Tom had been, if anything, worse. All the villagers cared about was the identity of their murderer, for plainly, three apparently healthy people did not all drop dead of natural causes on the same night.